how's it going? Today's Wednesday, June 8th, and you are listening to the next episode of The Discorder Show with your host, Ryan. Excuse me. Unfortunately, Spencer's not here today. I know I wasn't here last week, and today Spencer's not here. And apparently, we find it very difficult to try to find a time to be in the studio together so we can do the show together. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know what, that's not a... I say the word, you know what, a lot, don't I? You know what, at the end of the day, I don't think that's too much of a bad thing, because there'll be less chit and chatter and more music for you guys to hear, so I'll get straight to it. This Horror Magazine's very own K.O. Judy did an interview with the Indian Wars band for this month's issue, and I got a one-hour audio file from K.O., and I kind of managed to cut it down and try to get the best, tried to get the best 5 minutes out of it, so... for you guys to listen. So I'm gonna be playing that, following by one of their songs. Other than that, I got some cool music from Cloud Spitter, from Love Cuts, which is on this month's end of the review, as usual, concert listings, and a couple other things which I don't really like to, you know me, I don't like to say everything in the first 2 minutes. So I'll start off with an Indian Wars interview, followed by one of their songs, which is called Carol Ann. Have a listen, and I'll get back to you shortly here at CITL 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm curious where, just starting off, where did the name come from? Indian Wars? Because even the use of the word Indian in Canada could be seen as derogatory, but I don't think so.
Well, it's a reference to the Indian Wars in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So a historical term, it's nothing to do with cultural or, you know, any of that. So we don't see it as derogatory in that respect.
Not at all,
because it's historical, right?
Oh, for sure. And I don't think it is derogatory. Or, like,
yeah. Some people do. There's other, like, you know, if you had a band with another, with the name Indian in it, and it didn't have any reference to anything, you know, you could see it as... But yeah, I had like I was just playing other songs when, like, on the side sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the name Strange Hands before, and that was a reference to the Jacuzzi Boys, because we were in the Jacuzzi Boys, and that was a song of theirs. And there's another band in France called Strange Hands, and we kind of, like, I don't know, were they emailing us or something? Or we were trying to decide who's going to have that.
Which is weird, because, like, they played with a lot of bands that we played with, and they're, like, the same kind of scene that we play with.
They played with Strange Boys, and we're like, oh, we can't have the fucking same name. So,
and we didn't really like that name that much anyway.
Yeah, so it kind of worked out better, because
they offered us
a much worse
us,
name
dude,
than Indian Wars.
Yeah. So it just sort of took the name and went with that.
And you know what? A little bit of controversy helps, you know what I mean? Like, people pay more attention when there's something a little bit offensive, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Even though it's not. But it really isn't.
I get much more offensive on the daily than that name.
You know, I got a lot of Indian friends, and, like, you look at their status card. Indian friends, and you look at their status card, at the very top it says Indian, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, they don't give a fuck. It's like, white people are like, oh, don't call them Indian, you know?
Yeah.
They're an Indian to this land, or, you know?
Yeah. So the 7 inches, one thing I noticed is that, yeah, you're on Bachelor, but you can also order your stuff off Rough Trade. What's the deal there?
I think Rough Trade is like a disco. They have everything in.
A lot of Red Companies are distributors too.
Okay, so they distribute your guys' stuff as well.
Yeah,
it's like Florida's Dying put out or didn't put it out, but, like, sold our first 7-inch.
Okay,
but, like, P Trash has that record and the 7-inch with Brian's band. Primitive Hands.
Yeah.
So P Trash has it as a disco as well.
Well, there's a bunch of places that are selling that too. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like most of the record companies, that if they aren't doing distributing, they'll sell them to other people that do distributing, and they'll sell them off for us.
That's awesome.
So hopefully we'll see some around in North America more than
Europe.
Because sometimes they get trapped over in Europe, like if it's a European label, then sometimes they just
go.
No problem to me.
So, and then can you just tell me about Bash real quick? Because I'm not real... I looked him up real quick, but I'm not super familiar with the label. How'd you guys get hooked up with them?
Dead Ghosts were...
Smith Westerns. And they had that out. And then, I don't know, they did like a re-release of some Black Lips 7-inch early one, and... they do a lot of cool stuff. They do a lot of European stuff that I'm not, like, totally, like, into, not just because I've heard it, just because it sounds kind of strange. I don't know what's going on in Europe, but I don't know.
But the Yokes record.
And then what is the record, new record called? Because when I got the download, it just was like side A, side B. Do you guys? Walk around the park. Cool. And can I ask where the title comes from? Is it this park?
They will answer that one.
It's just about our old neighborhood and our old house, but the song, it's like the last song on the record. And it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys would agree, but it's like one of the songs where we recorded it and it was like, okay, this is kind of the direction that the record seems to be going in. Mm-hmm. It seemed different than the other stuff that we recorded before.
So one thing I was thinking, like, after seeing you guys play and then hearing the new record, my editor was kind of like, yeah, it's kind of got more of like, it's got a bit of a country-ish vibe. And like, I noticed that a bit, like, it's not like country at all. But it's got like that old school, like maybe Johnny Cash flavor,
yeah, totally.
A little bit, mixed in with like a lot of like, it's garagey. And it's, you know, catchy, but it's also got this, like, definitely countryfied element. Would you guys...
Oh, yeah, totally agree. We listen to a lot of country, for sure. A lot of old school country. And, like, I feel like our older recordings sound the same kind of style. It's just they're recorded different, but, like, now it's the cleaner, it sounds more country. But, like, yeah, we definitely love,
that's really nice.
Love old
country. I think it's, like, cool to hear, too, because, like, I've heard that a couple times now from people. Mm-hmm. And... that's awesome, because that's kind of what we've been listening to.
Country music has kind of a stigma to it, or at least it has for the last 40 years.
You know,
yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, people think about country and they think of fucking, like, Carrie Underwood and shit like that, you know? But yeah, it's not all like that, you know? Like, some of it is amazing, like, really good.
Yeah, are you guys, have you guys toured much?
We went on tour last year, last February, with Dead Ghost. And then we went down to California and we met with the Bear Wires, and that was really cool. We played Bear Wires a bunch of shows, and that was fucking awesome. That was a really good experience. And it was just, like, good to, like, learn what touring's about and, like, realizing that, like, if you're gonna play in a new city, I always thought there'd be, like, way more people, but it's just, like...
Yeah, there's five people.
Yeah, there'd be, like, five people there to see you instead of, like, you know, like, 50 people there to see anywhere.
Really,
there's, like, five people...
party that you think it's gonna be. It's not like a party at all. It's just like the first night is great and the second night is a little bit less.
So I guess, okay, last thing, and then, so what would you say when you hear someone like hears Indian Wars for the first time, what would you hope they, I guess, take from it? Or what do you think is, like, what would be one unique thing about your band that you'd want someone who hears your record to be like, okay, yeah, these guys are, you know, blank, or I like them for this?
I think sincere, maybe, about the songs.
Yeah, I don't know. We're
and fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, not really trying too hard, but sincere about it.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Well, he may have another...
No, that's good. I don't know.
Just encourage.
Maybe just, like, something that, like, you know, like, some kind of music they listen to that, like, parents may listen to or something, but, like, you know, also, like, new style, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Nothing, like... just, like, old school but new school, because it's, like, not... we're not, like, trying to play any... if you play new music, you play, like, shitty music.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll relate to us with, like, older good music instead of shitty new music.
That's awesome.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss The Hangover Part 2, running from June 1st until June 9th, and then Super 8, running from June 10th until June 23rd. For more information, visit www.riotheater.ca.
You know I love her so.
song you just heard was Carol Lam by Indian Wars. Cloudspitter is another article feature that is going on in this month's magazine. Straight up, the main reason why I got interested in this band personally was Jesse Zubat, an incredible Vancouverite violin player. If you're in the local jazz music scene, you would must have definitely seen him. Anyhow, Cloudspitter is not so much jazzy, but it's definitely got Jesse Zubat in it, and it's run by former Buttless Chaps lead singer Dave Gowans, who also runs a Red Cat music store. And the article was interesting, where it explains how Cloudspitter formed. Apparently, Buttless Chaps were asked to do open for one of their a band called The Mountain Goats, which I'm not too familiar with, but they were asked to open up for The Mountain Goats, and due to scheduling conflicts, the Buttless Chaps couldn't do it. And the Gowans really wanted to open for this band, and there was pretty much no way he was going to say take no for an answer, so he asked the promoter if he could get him and a bunch of his other friends could just do a side project and maybe that might work. So to make a long story short, he got Ida Nelson from Great Aunt Ida and the Beans and Jesse Zubat, and they got together and they asked to start opening up for Mountain Goats. Apparently those shows must have been incredible, because since then they released the limited edition in 2009 with, you know, Nilsson, Gowans, Zubat, Dan Goucher from Stop Time, and Jesse Gander from the Buttless Chaps and Black Rice. And these guys got together and they created something absolutely simply new. It's very dark, rocky, grungy. As I said before, this is turning into a bit of a garage style rock show for this evening, but I like this song. I want to play you a song by Cloudspitter. It's called Broken Yet Forgiven. It's kind of like the weather of Vancouver nowadays. It's broken, but yet we forgive it. You get what I'm saying? No? Alright, good. Neither do I. But listen to this song. You'll enjoy it. Sweet. What you just heard was Broken Yet Forgiven by Cloudspitter, and following that was Mimes by Love Cuts. You can find more about Love Cuts on this month's under the review section. They just came out with their self-titled 5-track album, obviously called Love Cuts. It was pretty straightforward, a little short, pretty rocking. I like it. But a little bit of a side note, going back to Cloudspitter and Jesse Zubat and blah blah blah, etc. etc. I just found out that I'm actually going to be hanging out with Spence tonight, because we're both hanging out at the same venue. We're going to go check out a show tonight happening at the Prop House. The Prop House Cafe is a nice little cafe on the corner of Venables and Commercial. They're exactly what they sound they are said to be. They're an old prop house. The owner Ross, he's a collector, and he collects pretty much from anything, from chairs, couches, CDs, vinyls. It's an incredible, beautiful, I call it eyegasm, because it's an orgasm for the eyes. You can just walk in there and just be amazed about, you can walk in there and just be amazed about the 3-hour museum walk in one room that you can have. That last sentence did not make sense, but that's how cool it is, because I can't even make my words make sense, you know? My sentences don't even make sense. But so every Tuesday night, they have jazz nights there, and last week I actually did see Jesse Zubat there, and tonight we're going to go see Brad Turner with Spence. But once again, that was a side note. But it is local music, so I'm allowed to talk about it. Period. Good. That takes me, speaking of local music and local events and local good times, that takes me on what we have for concert listings. This month, this next 2 weeks. As usual, I'm going to go browse straight through it, because there's so many things to say and I only have so much air to breathe. So Friday the 10th, to start off with, East Bank Soul Club will be playing at the Biltmore. On the Saturday the 11th, don't forget to check out the Boom Booms. They're playing along Ono and Yoko at the Malcolm Bowl Theater. Malcolm Bowl Outdoor Theater, it's right smack in the middle of Stanley Park. I'm not going to say it's the only outdoor venue, but it's probably one of the main outdoor venues here. On Tuesday the 14th, remember a few weeks ago, we had a special guest, Dom Frico, former singer of the Painted Birds. He's starting his solo career for a while now, and he's playing at Raw Canvas in support of the Ride to Cure Cancer fundraiser. So check him out on the 14th at Raw Canvas. Don't forget to do that, because he's doing a great cause, and I always want to support that man. Wicked musician, wicked voice. Enough said. On the 15th, we got the Black Lips. They're playing alongside Cerebral Palsy. Yeah, Cerebral Palsy at the Commodore. On the 16th, Kid Cudi. He's playing alongside Chip the Ripper at Deer Lake Park. On the 17th, we got Kuba Ohms at Go West, which aka means Fairmont Hotel. Intelligence, Sex Church, and Manic Attracts are playing at the Waldorf on the 21st. And at the same night, we have Apollo Ghost, My Friend Wallace, and No Plan, No Band. They're playing at the Planetarium. I want to get out of the whole garage style, punk rock garage style setup that I got up for you today, and I want to play something a little bit different. So I decided to go with Kuba Ohms. I first saw Kuba Ohms at last year's Live at Squamish Festival, and I actually got a chance to speak with him. He's a pretty cool dude. And I was looking for some dance music, and he's like, if you want good chill rock dance music, my friend, come join me here. I was like, sweet, I think I will. I did, totally enjoyed it, and that's what I want to share with you right now as the last song for today's episode. It is a song by Kuba Ohms, I think. It's called Beautiful Uncertainty. Yeah, I know we've heard too many breakup songs, too many songs about doing the leap and finding what's next best out there, but it's a good song, whatever. Just check it out here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I was thinking about the government, was thinking about the war. I was thinking about this quirky hot girl most of all. I was holding out my hands, I was asking for some change. And I've been thinking that it's time I start taking some risks again. Nobody
Every time I see your smile, she's more beautiful with age. Tell me what it is, I know I got to learn to be wild and free in your arms. Where is the life when life's living? Show me the way.
Into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to Big Pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education. Every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.